OPAPA-14-001 and 012, Morroco Equipment LLC versus General Services Agency.
1411 and 1412, not
14. Oh, 011 and 14-012.
Okay, Mr. Fowler, you receive.
Morroco had intended to put on as a witness Rich Thornburg of Thomas Built Buses, who resides in Wyoming. He's on Guam to provide testimony in this matter and also to attend to other work he does on Guam, since TBB Buses has a presence here. I don't imagine I can bring Mr. Thornburg back here on the 11th. I think it would be a hardship.
Are you proposing that we take Mr. Thornburg's testimony today to preserve it?
That, or authorize us to do a deposition of him in the next couple days.
Well, when do you
leave? I leave Thursday morning.
Tomorrow morning.
So it's better to take his testimony.
Okay. Can we take Mr. Thornburg's testimony?
Okay. Ms. Titano, your response?
Well, my only question is, how are we going to treat the testimony, since you still had questions about the settlement and notice of Triple G's appeal? So if we proceed with his testimony, I mean, how are we going to treat it? Because I don't even believe we're there. I mean, because GSA is arguing that this whole protest is not timely.
Okay. And Mr. Fowler, your response?
I missed that, but I wanted to add one thing. I mean, it is possible that I can have Mr. Thornburg testify by phone on the 11th if a public auditor would accommodate that.
We have done testimonies by, through the telephone. We have done that. They would need to call into us. We'd have to make the arrangements if need be. But knowing the time differential, you're going to be at a later hour than us because of our time.
I'm getting old. I'm awake all night.
Okay.
I think I'd actually prefer to do that, and so okay. We can first deal with these issues. That would be acceptable.
Okay. So Mr. Thornburg will be testifying telephonically.
Okay.
Mr. Fowler, the only issue that we have is if Mr. Thornburg testifies, we would need a notary public to be present with him, just to attest to who he is, because we wouldn't have him present. So there's a problem with identity. And so is that something that that you'd be able to arrange? Having a notary public with him.
Well, I don't know about that, but I have had off-island people authenticate themselves by providing social security numbers, which is pretty hard to lie about.
Maybe.
I mean, he lives in Wyoming. I do know.
It's tough to get a notary that time.
Yeah.
Not,
yeah.
Maybe
you could provide, in order to preserve his identity, you know, because I don't like the social security number to be publicly.
Well,
yeah.
I understand that, too.
Yeah. We don't want to have that publicly announced on the record because these are formal hearings. So we'll maybe ahead of time think of how we can authenticate him.
Some of the testimony I've done on a phone before, they've taken a copy of my driver's license and then just asked driver's license number.
Okay, maybe we can do that.
We'll get a photocopy of his
and then provide it to us.
And that way they've done that in the past.
We could even get a photocopy of his passport number.
Okay.
My passport,
you
want
yeah. If you could provide that for us ahead of time, so that way when we will, you know, to verify,
Yeah, most time I...
Because we have had counsel from off-island listen in, and we didn't have to, you know, because they weren't testifying, but in this case...
I can just leave Kevin a copy of my passport.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll have that number on it.
Yeah, all right. And then you can just provide it to us, and Jericho will ask him.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, any other issues?
No.
And have the parties explored settlement among themselves?
I was contacted by Ms. Titano about settlement, but it did not progress past mere inquiry stage. I don't know if Ms. Titano has further information to add to that.
It's correct. I did contact Mr. Fowler, and I also spoke with Mr. King about possible settlement. Unfortunately, it didn't get passed, as Mr. Fowler said, beyond the inquiry.
And the parties, of course, are free to continue those efforts.
Thank you.
We understand, yes.
Okay.
And we encourage that.
Yes.
Understand.
Okay. All right.
Okay, the time is now 9:25 a.m. We are dismissed for the hearing.
Thank you.